In a rare show of across-the-aisle collaboration, three Democrats and one Republican are calling for the expansion of Casa Grande Ruins National Monument. Arizona Representatives Paul Gosar, Raul Grijalva, Ann Kirkpatrick, and Ed Pastor are co-sponsoring a bill that authorizes the National Park Service to acquire about 10 acres. Some of the land is contiguous to the current park boundaries. One parcel is in front of a Walmart. Another is about 4 miles east of the monument. The Casa Grande ruins are considered to be one of the best examples of 13th century Hohokam culture in the region.
The Hohokam folks lived on a landscape there along the Gila River. The Casa Grande is at the end of a 22-mile-long irrigation canal.
Bill Doley is president of Archaeology Southwest, which works with monument staff on preservation efforts.
The expansion would recognize both some of the earlier occupation immediately to the east of the current monument, and it would pull in at least one other large settlement that's about 4 miles east of the monument. It would really round out and give the current monument a much broader context for interpretation, and it would expand the preservation effort.
Most of the land that would be added to Casa Grande Ruins National Monument looks, from the surface, to be flat patches of desert, but underground are the remains of an ancient civilization. The monument preserves Casa Grande, or the Great House, which is one of the largest prehistoric structures ever built in North America. And according to Bill Doley, the public's fascination with archaeology and prehistory is stronger than ever.
I think it's something that broadly appeals. It's, I think, encouraging. There's more opportunities. We try to emphasize public outreach in what we do, and I think other folks are doing the same. So sharing information with the public is a very important part of what I think all archaeologists try to do.
And when the public comes to places like Casa Grande to learn about ancient cultures, they're also helping nearby communities. The town of Coolidge sees a tangible economic benefit for monument visitors. After they see the ruins, many of them head to local businesses to spend money. Tom Shope is the mayor of Coolidge and the owner of one of those local businesses. He calls the Casa Grande ruins an integral part of the town's economy.
I would say a conservative figure that if you're looking at just dollars would be $10,000 a year in sales tax revenue, but that's not really the important thing. I mean, in the future with the expansion, that could certainly increase, no doubt about it. But there are so many other reasons why it's necessary to expand this monument.
Reasons more than economic. Shell points out that the town of Coolidge didn't have to do much to rally around the monument. The ruins, after all, have been there for hundreds of years, and it's been a national monument for decades. So many town residents have adopted it as a part of their local culture.
The monument is a source of pride for Coolidge and citizens, no doubt about it. You know, we all want to be known for something positive, and, you know, it's just something when you say Casa Grande Ruins National Monument in the city of Coolidge, you know, we are really proud of that.
Both Tom Shope and Bill Doley say they're particularly excited about expanding the monument boundaries to include the Adamsville site. That's the parcel of land that sits about 4 miles east of the current park boundary between Coolidge and Florence. Driving by the site, one can see what looks like small earthen mounds. But those mounds are part of an ancient Hohokam village and ball court. Right now, they're unpreserved. ATV tracks even scar part of the slopes. But if the proposal to expand the monument is approved, the site would become part of Casa Grande, and that would make it subject to archaeological preservation. And not a moment too soon, says Bill Doley.
Doing this sooner rather than later is really a high priority. The development pressures and getting this done while there's an opportunity to pull more of that ancient landscape into this interpretive framework is, that's where the urgency that I think all of us in the archaeological world feel on this.
House Resolution 2497 on the expansion of Casa Grande Ruins National Monument is currently under consideration by a U.S. House subcommittee. I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.